欢迎你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，希望你能用祷告和奉献来支持我们的圣经广播。牧者心声，这是中英双语的讲道节目，今天的讲员是刘传章牧师。
在 Kentucky 乡下有一个传道人。
In the countryside of Kentucky, there was a preacher.
这个年轻的传道人工作了几年之后，非常的灰心。
And he became very frustrated after a few years of labor.
他就去神学院来选一点课。
So he started taking some courses in his local seminary.
他选了一堂课就是讲道法。
And one of the courses he took was homiletics.
下课以后，他就去找他的教授。
And he sought out his professor after the class.
问他一个问题。
And he asked him a question.
他说：“为什么我的会众每个礼拜天我讲道的时候，他们都向窗外看窗外的那些牛？”
And he said, "Why is it that my congregation always look outside the window at those cows on the pasture when I preached?"
那这个教授就问他说：“你觉得你要怎么样处理这个问题？”
And the professor asked him, "How do you?" plan to handle the situation.
他说我实在是不晓得怎么样来解决这个问题。
He said, "I have no idea."
他说，请问教授，如果是你的话，你怎么处理？
And sir, what would you have done if you were in my position?
他说有三个办法可以解决这个问题。
He said, "There are three ways we can handle this."
第一个是把窗子全部遮起来。
First of all, you put a drape or whatever cover all the windows.
但是如果把窗子遮起来的话，房间里面就没有光线。
Well, in that case, you will be denied the natural lighting.
第二个方法就是把所有的牛都杀掉。
And second thing is to slaughter all the cows.
然后第三个方法就是为什么你来选这个课。
And the third solution is why you are here taking this course.
上一个礼拜三，我们去参加一个这个哥贝里布道会的陪谈员的讲座。
And last Wednesday we attended a workshop for the counselors for the Billy Graham's crusade is coming up.
在这个讲员开讲不到半个钟头，他忽然间要我们大家站起来，他说有人在睡觉。
And after about half an hour, all of a sudden the instructor said, "All stand up," because somebody was falling asleep.
我心里面在想，这个功课也不是主日崇拜，你必须要来，是你自己愿意来的，为什么要跑到这里来睡觉？
And I said to myself, "Well, why? This is not a requirement for any of the people sitting there. Why bother to come all the way down here to sleep?"
我并不是说主日崇拜的时候可以睡觉。
Now, not that I am saying that you could sleep or doze off at the worship service.
但是我们来主日来到教会，到底是为了做什么？
But why do we come to the church to begin with?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你给我们有这个机会来敬拜你。
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you.
主啊，当我们朝见你的时候，让我们以心灵和诚实来朝见你。
When we come in to meet you, let us worship you in spirit and in truth.
让我们以谦卑的心来领受你自己的恩语。
And let us come to receive your word with a humble spirit.
主啊，今天早晨我们再次来到你的面前，不是例行公事。
And it's not a routine that we practice every Sunday when we come to you.
乃是因为我们的心敬畏你，我们的心爱慕你。
But rather, it's because we have a love for you in our heart.
愿主再一次在我们中间显明你自己的作为。
May you once again manifest yourself through your mighty works among us.
把你的真理，把你的话语，好像甜蜜一样的赐给我们。
And give us your word and your truth like honey.
我们求你这个时候用你自己的圣灵亲自教导我们。
And right now, we ask you to teach us through your Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道只有圣灵能够感动人的心。
But we know only He can move the heart.
只有圣灵能够改变人的生命。
Only He can change lives.
让我们在这里与主面对面。
So that we may meet our Lord face to face.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 今天早晨我们跟大家思想的题目是旷野人生。
And the topic I'm sure I'm going to share with you this morning is a voice in the wilderness.
那这个是主要的是讲到施洗约翰的生平。
And this is about the life of John the Baptist.
我们知道在圣经里面有四本的福音书。
And we know there are four gospels in the Bible.
常常有些人问为什么要有四本福音书。
A lot of people would ask, why do we need four of them?
特别是马太、马可、路加福音有很多的地方是很相像的。
Especially from John, the Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there are a lot of similarities.
那有些地方甚至于是一模一样的。
And even identical sections.
所以有人说，为什么要四本福音书？一本福音书不够吗？
Why do we need all three of them? Why not, or four of them? Why not just settle with one?
然后我相信圣灵带领早期的教会把这些经典收集在一起，有四本福音书是有它很重要的目的在里面。
And I fully believe that the Holy Spirit has an excellent reason for guiding the early church to gather all four of the documents.
那么很简单的从两个角度来看，为什么圣经要有四本的福音书？
We can look at it for two different angles. Why we need all four gospels?
第一个，我们从预言的这个理由。
First is from the angle of the fulfillment of prophecies.
从创世纪到马拉基书里面，一个最主要的信息就是预言到耶稣基督要来。
The most important prophecies that thread all the way from Genesis through Malachi is the birth, the coming of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，整本旧约的信息是集中在耶稣基督的身上。
In other words, the central message of the entire Old Testament is Jesus Christ.
但是在旧约里面预言到基督耶稣的时候，是从几个角度来预言他。
And yet, the prophecy about Jesus in the Old Testament was given from several different views.
简单的来说，是从四个角度来预言耶稣基督到底是怎样的一位救主。
And basically, there are four different views or different angles.
第一，圣经里面预言他是那要来的君王。
And first of all, Jesus was the king to come.
所以看到你们的王骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。撒迦利亚书里面清楚的告诉我。
And Zechariah said, "Behold, your king, who's coming on the donkey."
然后在以赛亚书里面告诉我们，耶稣基督是那个受苦的仆人。
And then the prophet Isaiah told us that he is the servant, the suffering servant.
然后在但以理书里面告诉我们，人子要来。And
this Daniel described the Son of Man who is to come.
在诗篇第二篇里面告诉我们，你是我的儿子，我今天生你。这个儿子是神的儿子。
And in the Psalm, the second Psalm, it says, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. This son is the Son of God."
换句话说，在旧约的预言里面，预言到基督耶稣来临的时候，讲到他是一位君王，讲到他是一位仆人，讲到他也是神子。
In other words, throughout the Old Testament prophecies, Jesus Christ was described as the King to come, as the servant to come, as the Son of Man, and as the Son of God.
所以从预言的应验角度来看，马太福音主要的信息是要证明给我们知道，耶稣基督是那预言的要来的君王。
And therefore, from the angle of the fulfillment of prophecies, the Gospel of Matthew describes Jesus as the King to come.
然后马可福音是描写耶稣是那个受苦的仆人。
And in Mark, he is the suffering servant.
所以如果我们读马可福音的时候，我们感觉耶稣做的事情比他讲的道理更多。
And that's why when you read the Gospel of Mark, you find out that there are more passages about what he actually did than what he preached.
在马可福音里面，立刻，immediately 这样的字句一再的重复，就是讲到一个仆人在那里忙忙碌碌的做事情。
And the word immediately was used many times throughout Mark, describing how Jesus was busy about his business.
然后，路加福音是把耶稣基督这个完美的人性完全的表达出来。
And in Luke, we find the description of Jesus' perfect humanity.
所以在马太福音里面讲耶稣的家谱的时候，是从亚伯拉罕的子孙，大卫的后裔。 耶稣基督的家谱啊，这样子下来。
And that's why in Matthew we find the genealogy starting from all the way from Abraham down through David and then down to Jesus.
但是在路加福音里面，是从玛利亚开始，一直追溯到最开头的一个人亚当。
And yet in Luke it traces all the way back from Mary to Adam.
然后约翰福音开始的时候告诉我们，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And when we open the Gospel of John, we find in the beginning was a word, the word was with God, and the word was God.
所以这四本福音书是从预言的角度来看，是要应验旧约里面的预言。
The four Gospels, they parallel the prophetic messages throughout the Old Testament.
从这个时间方面来看。
And from the time frame,
我们也知道这四本福音书也是能够完整的满足人实际生活上的需要。
And we see how the four gospels were able to fulfill the in all the needs of a person.
根据圣经学者告诉我们，马太福音是写给犹太人的。
According to Bible scholars, Matthew was written for the Jews.
所以在马太福音里面非常注重这个君权。
And that's why the rulership, the kingship was really emphasized.
借着马太福音把耶稣基督是那个要来的君王把它表达出来。
And it was so that the message that Jesus Christ is the king that was prophesied could be brought out.
因为这是犹太人的需要。
Because that's the need of the Jews.
犹太人等候他们的弥赛亚要来临。
They were waiting for their Messiah.
然后路加福音是为希腊人写的。
Luke was written for the Greek.
那希腊的文化在当时耶稣的时代是非常有大的影响力的。
And the Greek civilization has a tremendous impact on the entire world in Jesus' days.
所以希腊的文化跟希腊的哲学在当时的时代里面可以说控制了整个世界的思想。
And in fact, they were the dominant factor, the Greek culture and the philosophies in Jesus' days.
所以路加就要从这个角度来向希腊人证明耶稣基督是一个最完美的人。
So Luke took that approach to prove to the Greek that Jesus was a perfect man.
然后马可福音是为罗马人写的。
Mark was written for the Romans.
罗马人是重实际的，重做事的。
Romans were very a dogmatic, very practical type of people.
所以他们是很实际的。这个马可福音就把耶稣基督是一个殷勤的、忠心的仆人这个角度写出来。
And the message that Jesus was a diligent, a faithful worker, a servant, it was brought out because that's what Romans look for.
然后约翰福音当他写的时候，他好像是驾临在高空以上，普世整个的世界。
And when John wrote his gospel, it was as if he was riding in the clouds overlooking the entire world.
他要把神的完美向世人显明出来。
And he wanted to manifest the perfectness of Jesus Christ as God's Son.
他要把耶稣基督的神性完全无瑕疵的表明出来。
And he wanted to show to write about his deity and his perfect nature.
因为今天世人都需要神。
Because all need God.
很少人不相信世界有神。
There are very few people that do not believe in God.
有人说，甚至于不相信神的人，在死的时候也要叫一声我的神。
And some people say, even the atheists, when they are about to die, they cry out, say, "Oh my God."
但是这个神怎么样能够得到？怎么能够认识他
？But how can we come to know this God?
约翰告诉我们，只有在父怀里面的独生子能够把神向我们显明出来。
And John said, only the Son of God, the Son who was in the bosom of the Father, was able to show us.
所以我们看到，当神把圣经启示给我们的时候，没有多余的地方，没有重复的地方。
We can see very well that when God gave us His Word, there's nothing that's extra, that nothing that's missing either.
也许有人说，为什么要研究路加福音？
And then some people say, why study the book of God, the Gospel of Luke?
我相信大家最常读的一本书是约翰福音。
I suppose that the one that you read most is probably the Gospel of John.
我们教会的主日学《约翰福音》这本书常常有教课。
And we teach the Gospel of John in our Sunday school classes all the time.
我相信《约翰福音》也是一本很容易了解的书。
It's probably a book that's easy to understand.
约翰福音写作的方式是先有一个故事，然后后面有一个理论。
And the style of John is he first gave you a story and then filled it in with a theory.
好像今天我们很多很多这个上课的时候，我们先讲，先有一个 lecture， 先有一个演说。
And it's like when you go to a class, a lot of times you hear a lecture portion.
然后后面就来一个 discussion.
And then followed with a discussion.
所以我们注意读约翰福音的时候，这是他写作的格式。
And that is the style of John when he wrote the gospel.
比较容易了解，懂得它里面的结构。
So the structure is easier to comprehend.
约翰福音也是我们初信主的时候，常常有人告诉我们要读约翰福音。
And also, the Gospel of John was a book that when we first came to Christ, people tell us to read.
那马太福音也是很多人常常读的一本书。
Well, a lot of people read Matthew too.
因为每次夏令会完了以后，大家立志读圣经的时候，总是从马太福音开始。
Because after every summer conference or retreat, when you make a commitment to start reading the Bible, you start from Matthew.
那马可福音我们去年已经查过了。
Well, we have studied the book of Mark last year.
那不是因为没有人读路加福音，所以我们要读。
We're studying Luke not because nobody else did, nobody does it.
路加福音也是一本很有意思的福音书。
But it's because it's a very interesting book.
我这里提出四点路加福音的特征。
And I want to bring out four things that are unique about Luke.
第一个，路加福音是唯一的一个外邦人写的福音书。
First of all, the Gospel of Luke is the only one written by a Gentile.
路加福音是医生路加所写的。
It's written by Dr. Luke.
那所以路加是一个外邦人。
He was a Gentile.
那在早期历史告诉我们，一个医生那个时候大多数是奴仆。
And according to the early historians, the doctors in those days were usually slaves.
但是这个路加福音第一章第三节告诉我们，他说这些事我从起头都详细考察。
And yet, in Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 3, we read, Therefore, since I myself carefully investigate everything from the beginning,
就定义按照次序写给你。
It seemed good also for me to write an orderly account for you.
这里给我们看到路加不光是一个医生。
And we see that Luke was not just a physician.
他也是一个学者。
He was also a scholar.
所以他仔细详细地研究耶稣基督的生平，然后规规矩矩按照次序把它写出来。
He took time to investigate the life of Jesus, and then he wrote down in an orderly fashion.
每次当我想到这些基督徒，他们不是职业的传道人，所谓的职业就不是全时间的传道人，他们能够在基督教的历史里面有这样大的贡献，我心里面就有很大的挑战。
Every time when I realize how some of these Christians were not full-time ministers and yet they were able to contribute so much to our faith, I am greatly challenged.
像我以前曾经也跟弟兄姐妹有分享过这样的观念，有些人不很喜欢我的看法。
And I shared this concept with you before. Somebody didn't really like it.
有人认为因为我没有 PhD， 所以呢，我对 PhD 有偏见。
Some people say that, well, because you don't have a PhD, so you are prejudiced against PhDs.
我是没有什么偏见的。
No, I don't have any prejudice.
我对这个有博士学位的人很欣赏。
I appreciate those that do have a PhD.
我知道你们都在学问上下了很多的功夫。
I know that you had to work hard.
但是我有一个挑战，我不能够不说。
But there's a challenge I must speak out.
路加是一个医生。
Luke was a doctor.
但是路加写了路加福音。
He wrote the Gospel of Luke.
今天在美国有很多的这个非传道人，不是专职的传道人。
And today in America, there are a lot of ministers. Well, they're not full-time ministers.
他们在主耶稣基督的工作上有非常非常大的贡献。
And they have made tremendous contributions to the work of the Lord.
他们写书，他们教导人，他们研究圣经，不遗余力。
And they write, they teach, they preach without any reservation.
今天我们有了。如果神给我这样的机会，得了 PhD， 得了 MD， 得了其他的学位，我是为什么？
And today, if God had given the opportunity to obtain my PhD or MD or other degrees, then what is it for?
除了我自己生活上的需要，我不能够忘记说，神也托付了我一个更大的使命，就是要把福音传出去。
And it's not just to make a living, but there's a greater calling from God that I must also preach the gospel.
我最近接到一个电话。 有一个教会，是一个韩国教会，这个牧师教会里面很多的问题。
And I recently received a phone call from pastor of a Korean church that experienced some difficulties.
所以前任的牧师走了，这个牧师来的时候就战战兢兢。
And in fact, the foreign pastor of that church just left, and this new one came, and he was kind of in trembling and fear.
他说教会里面很多有学问的人。
He said, oh, there are a lot of scholars in our church.
但是感谢神,
but thank God that this minister also had a vision and faith in God. And he had no fear in dealing with these people. And he worked diligently before the Lord.
结果不到一年的时间,
and within a year of time,
他从40几个人做到100多个人,
and the church grew from a little bit over 40 to over 100.
他们准备在4月的时候,
and their plan is
用一个月的时间,
to spend the whole month of April
从早到晚, 全教会探访,
and to send the entire church out to do visitation.
这些人里面有 PhD, 有 MD, 有很多什么DD的。
A lot of these in that group, PhDs, MDs, and so forth.
他们愿意为主的缘故摆上他们的时间，他们的精力。
But for the sake of the Lord, they're willing to put up, to give their time and their effort.
所以神给我们有很多做学问的技巧。
And God has given us the skill to excel academically. But how can we apply that also to the work of the Lord? Well, over a year ago, we purchased a computer. And every time I walk by, I see Edmund working on a thing, and punch a few keys and the things begin to roll out, and it didn't work for me that way. I kind of envy him. And the skills can be used for the work of the Lord.
路加福音是一个外邦人，是一个奴仆，但是也是一个学者写出来。
The author of this gospel, Luke, he was a medical doctor, he was a slave, he was also a scholar.
光光这一点，我觉得就值得我们来看，好好的读路加福音。
I think for this reason alone, it deserves our attention.
路加福音里面还有更宝贵的信息。But
there's more precious messages in Luke.
路加福音里面讲到圣灵的工作比其他的福音书都多。
Luke mentions the work of the Holy Spirit more than any other Gospels.
所以在一开始的时候，第一章里面就讲到施洗约翰要从母腹里就被圣灵充满。And
he said, he recorded that John the Baptist, even when he was in his mother's womb, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
路加福音第三，路加福音是一本关于妇女的福音书。
Thirdly, the Gospel of Luke is also the Gospel of women.
很多人很不公平地批评基督教，说基督教藐视女权。
A lot of people have unjustly criticized Christianity as that we despise or we do not give the women the equal position.
但是如果我们仔细读教会历史的时候，我们看到基督教所到的地方。 都是把你在当时受压制的女权被提高。And
yet, if you study the history, and the history of the church, you see that wherever the gospel goes, there also is the manifestation of the women's right.
在当时的犹太社会里面。And
in the Jewish society in those days,
一个男人他早上起来会做这样的一个祷告。And
when a man rises in the morning, he will pray like this.
刚刚的节目是牧者心声，由圣经广播网编辑播出。谢谢你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，不要忘记 您的奉献和祷告能够让更多的听众从中受益。